For the Financial Times, this is Mehul Srivastava in Istanbul. On Sunday, there was a large explosion in Ankara in an area called Güven Park, which is only about a couple hundred meters from the Prime Minister's office and is very well known as kind of the center of Ankara. For what we know so far, at least 37 people are dead, 120 or so injured. Doctors at hospitals in Ankara say the death toll is likely to rise because at least some of them are in deeply critical condition. In a departure from previous terrorist attacks here in Turkey, where the Turkish government has very quickly laid blame at the PKK, or the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is an outlawed terrorist group in this country and in the U.S. and the EU, this time around they've taken their time trying to ascertain the facts. So far we don't have an official claim of responsibility from any terrorist group in Turkey, which could include ISIS, which includes the PKK. But the security officials that we speak to say there's mounting evidence that they will be able to tie one or two of these suicide bombers directly to the PKK. But there have been a lot of questions asked about whether...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Or not, this will have an impact on the migrant deal that Turkey has signed with the EU. And so far, it doesn't appear that there will be any, because these are two entirely separate incidents. Turkey's internal security compared to its agreement with the European Union to reaccept a significant number of Syrians who may either be arriving in Greece in the next few months or perhaps arranging for some to be sent from here to Germany and elsewhere under a more formal process. But largely, it raises the question of whether or not European Union members, including France, would want to give visa-free travel to 75 million Turks at a time that there is so much political instability and security instability in Turkey. One of the biggest concerns is whether or not, as the Turkish government increases its pressure upon the PKK and in the Kurdish areas, you will have a large Kurdish exodus from Turkey to places like Germany, where there are already a significantly large Kurdish population. Most of the security officials and government officials that we've spoken to today and yesterday draw a clear line of distinction between both the migrant deal and this current terrorism spate that you see in Turkey. That doesn't mean that people are unconcerned about a continuing spiral of violence in Turkey. How that will play out in terms of EU accession and how that will play out in terms of how well Turkey can implement the migrant deal remains to be seen, because Turkey seems to isolate these problems very clearly within the southeast of the country. We've seen a couple of terrorist attacks, and actually five or so, since July 2015 that have affected other parts of the country. But internal instability and EU talks are not necessarily tied together.